Gittin, Per Gimel Mishnah Beis. We continue our discussion about the necessity to write in the basic details of a get, the Shem O'ish, the Shem O'isho, the Zman, has to be written Lishmo. The Toifis of the get, which is the standard Nusuch that's used, but that is really not specific for these people, does not have to be written Lishmo. And therefore, the Mishnah says, HaKosev Tofse Gittin, the Sofer that's writing up Tofse Gittin is writing a standard nusach. You want to write as much as you can beforehand. This way, if there's a get, which is an emergency, if somebody's being dragged off, and you don't know if he'll be able to come back, you don't want to leave the wife in aguna, you want to have as much as you can written beforehand, and then just fill in the blanks of the bare minimum that has to be written l'shmo. So the halacha is, tzorch sheniach mokim hoish. Mokim means enough space to write the name of the man. U'mokim hoish, enough space to write the name of the woman. Mokim hazman, the time. The same idea is true by shtari milva, even though there's no din of lishma by a shtar halva. But over there, you want to write a standard nusach with the achrayis on collecting from the lekuchos and the shibudim and whatever else is written. But there are details that are very specific to that halva. So you have to leave over tzorch shenich mokim hamalva, the name of the malva, mokim for the name of the loive, mokim hamois, how much money, mokim hazman, when, because that's important. We discussed in Perek Beis that a shtar choyv has to be written with the right zman, legabe gvio milikuchos. Shtori mekach, which is a deed of sale, tzorch sheniach mokim haloikeach. You have to put in the place of the buyer. Mokim amoicha, the place of the seller. Mokim amois, the amount of money. Mokim asoda, the house, the field that's being sold. Umokim azman, mipnei atakono. What's this? The Gemara explains it would be in place lechatchila to be goyzer not to allow tvisas gittin to be written. We had dinim already in Perek Beis where we don't have a get written with the toifis being written, let's say b'mechuba lekarka, etc. But over here we want that the seifim, like we're saying, should have a get ready b'mokam aguna mipnei atakona, in order that they shouldn't have to spend that much time writing. That's why we allow them to write toifse gittin. Reb Yehuda poisel b'kula. Reb Yehuda holds that there's a mokum to be geyser, like we just said. The teif is out to the teirif, and we're not mekel. And he's also holds b'kula means, of course, the other dinim that are in the mission over here. This mission is really a prototype for all shtaris, so it makes sense to be geyser by get teif is out to teirif. What about the other shtaris? You don't have to write l'shma. The teirif says we'd be geyser by other shtaris out to gitten. Reb Loza machshe b'kula. He holds that if we're not goyzer that far on shtori momen agav a get isha, but by get isha, yeah. Shenema because of lol deshmo, and avada, what he means to say is that we're not goyzer the teifis or to the teif. However, the Gemara explains that the emes from the zach is that over here there's an extra din, and that is. And then what he means to say is that by a get, we'd be more machmer, and we'd be goyzer, the teuf is also the teuf, like we said. By shtori momen, he allows for the writing of the teuf of the shtoris also. If you want, you could assume that Yankel's in the business of lending money. If you want, you could pre-write Yankel's name. You could even pre-write, you assume that Yankel's going to be lending money to Zalman since he lends him money every second there of Shabbos. You could write that too. The only thing you would have to leave out to Rishonim say is the Zman, because that will be totally in the specific of this shtar, legabi gvi lekuchas, a shtar mukdim were very makbid on. So that you wouldn't be able to do. You can't pre-write that, because then it won't be accurate. Mishnah Gimel, hamevi get v'ovet himenu. Somebody, a shliach, brings a get from someplace else for gerushin. V'ovet himenu, he dropped it, he lost it. Mitzoy la'alter, right away kosher. Vim lav, apostle. Now what does this mean? It doesn't say, by the way, how long la'alter is. La'alter is any time that there's no chash, that it was mixed up with something else. First, I'll explain the word alter is a shortened way of saying alasar. We say in Yiddish, afenort, on the spot. So what that means is, it's not a function of 60 seconds or 120 seconds. It means you didn't move from that spot. You dropped it, and you looked around right away. Similar, there wasn't enough time or space for you that you should have gone someplace else and the get would have gone someplace else and it got mixed up with a different one. There's no such chash. But if you didn't find it right away, then you have to be choshish that there's another get that was written, even though it's unlikely. You have to be choshish. By nofal, we look at a shtar as being Isra, and you have to look that maybe it was mixed up with another shtar. We're choshish. Mitzoy b'chafisoy b'dluskimo. If you found it in an envelope, some type of case, these are two types of cases that were used then. And that means that there's a simon, a clear simon, that it was brought in this package. In Makiroi, the shliach recognizes the chafisa d'luskama kosher because the simon takes away any suspicion that it was nischalif. Okay, that's one din, pretty straightforward. Hamevi get v'nicha zoken eichayla. Person brings a get, and the one who was sending the get was a zokin or a chayla. Usually, the cases where a husband would be writing a zokin or a chayla, be writing a get, they got along for 50 years. Why is he divorcing her now? Because Nebuch, he's about to die, or he's karev to dying. And he's going to leave his wife over in Aguna because he has a brother, he doesn't have children. So Melo, that would be the reason, in order that she shouldn't be zkuka l'chalitza, he would write a get. Now, he sent the get l'mdinas hayom. The problem is that who knows if he's alive by the time the get is written, by the time the get was given over. So maybe the get's not kosher anymore. Says the Mishnah, Noisla b'cheska shukayim. There's no reason to assume that he died. A sofik, that's what we call the din of chazok. Hamidov al cheskosi, there's a cheskos chai. This cheskos chai is discussed in many places. Every single person has a cheskos chai. Let's look at the next case in the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael ha-nesua l'koyin. She's a Bas Yisrael, where she's not allowed to eat truma by herself, but she's married to a koyin. V'holach b'ilalim dinas hayom. Oichelas b'truma b'cheska shukayim. She has a right to assume that her husband is b'cheska shukai. And she has a right to assume that her husband is alive. She continues eating truma. The same idea. Hashelea chatosim im dinas hayom. This is not negeah to issues, but stop. Cheskes chai is a standard in halacha, and therefore the korban could be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, assuming that the owner of the korban is still alive. If the owner was dead, then the chatas becomes posel, and then has din v'chatoy shemesos, which are posel to any type of akrova. This is gebayt on the same cheskes chai.